Good evening. You're tuned in to Panhandle Community Radio. This is 88.5 KRFY, and you are listening to the very first edition of our brand new series, Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy, and every week we're going to be talking to somebody, actually two somebodies, from the 50 different states in our country who now live or at least have some close connection to our community here in North Idaho. We're talking to one person from each state. We'll spend, we'll talk to two people per evening, and we'll do it in alphabetical order.
And we have been taping these interviews before this first one on December the 3rd. There will be blips like talking about the holidays coming ahead in March, that sort of thing. But that's one of the things that happens.
Here on community radio, you get, sometimes.
And let's be upfront about this, Jack, that Alabama was a toughie. We're kicking off the series with Alabama along with Delaware.
Those are our two, yes.
Those were the two that presented the most, I don't want to say challenge, they were the challenging ones in terms of defined, but what we're doing is we're interviewing people who either were born in these states or spent time in these states, and I think we were been pretty good with people born in the states, but with Alabama,
it's been challenging, but we found a real somebody who has, shall we say, deep roots that extend into the state, even if he didn't officially hail from there. We're talking right now about the Cotton State, the Yellowhammer State, a state that is home to more than 5 million people, the 24th most populous state in the country. The 22nd state in the Union, which was admitted to the Union on December 14th, 1819. The state is Alabama, and our makeshift Alabaman is Dave Gunter. Dave, thanks so much for being here and doing this, talking about Alabama with us today.
Absolutely. I may not have been born there, but by golly, I've got a passel of relatives that were, including my mama and my daddy and everybody on both sides of their family tree. So,
okay.
So tell us about your connections to Alabama.
Well, let's see. I used to get dragged kicking and screaming back to Alabama about every other summer.
From where?
From California. My folks moved from the South.
That's a drag across
it was. You know, it's a haul.
Kicking and screaming.
With four kids.
Oh, my goodness.
A station wagon. But we'd go back there and see the folks, and it was cool as a kid because they have lightning bugs in Alabama. Fireflies, the Yankees call them over there.
And, absolutely.
That was always fun.
So you're a Californian?
Nope, I was. So here's my quick synopsis. My dad was in seminary school to become a minister, which he later, they have pills for that. He got over it and became a psychologist.
Okay.
And but he was going to seminary school, and then he was going to school in Louisville, Kentucky, which is where I was born. He got a little church in Bluefield, West Virginia, and then a chaplain's job in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And from there, my folks moved the family to Southern California.
But you were, those early days, all across the South then.
Yeah, I mean, bordering Alabama pretty much the whole time. And I went back for about a month as a teen. We had a great aunt that died and had a big old home in Anniston, Alabama. And my older brother and I decided we were going to move back there, and I would go to my senior year in high school there. So I went to register and met the principal, and he said, "Now you're here with your folks. How do they like Anniston?" And I said, "No, I'm here with my older brother."
Uh-huh.
"And how old's your older brother?" "Well, he's like 20. And he said, This ain't happening, son. Gave me the boot. I was actually relieved to have a valid excuse for skedaddling back to California.
Yeah. So where in Alabama geographically? What part of the state?
Well, let's see. If you're looking at Alabama, most of my folks are in the Piedmont area, which is sort of central Alabama, into towards the Appalachians in northeastern Alabama. So we had folks that were in South Carolina and moved on down with that whole exodus of Scots Irish immigrants and ended up in Appalachia and on down into the swamplands of Alabama. So I have folks around. My dad was born in a little town called White's Chapel, which is pretty close to Birmingham.
Okay.
Grew up in a town called Pell City, which is very close to Birmingham. My mom was from Talladega, now the famous Raceway.
Raceway, right.
Town, and
Is geographically the North Alabama different than South Alabama?
Yes. North Alabama is mountainous. Again, it's in the Appalachians.
Okay.
And the Piedmont part of Alabama is a lot like North Carolina, the Piedmont part of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And South Alabama is all the way down to the coastal area down
there. Right,
A little Mobile. Little knob
Mobile.
On the,
yep. No, that's not correct. Mobile.
Gulf of Mexico.
Mobile.
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 Mobile. Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile. There you go. I knew I was getting close to it.
You've used the word Piedmont a couple of times, and I guess I'm giving myself away as somebody who's not from the area at all, because that's only a word I've ever heard, and I don't think I know exactly what it means.
It defines a particular region around the Carolinas and Alabama that is rolling hills. A lot of it is there are parts of Alabama that look a whole lot like Delta Mississippi.
Mm.
And the Piedmont is more of a rolling hills, probably a huge part of the cotton growing era through there. Too marshy down south and too mountainous up north. So that would have been the farms in the middle there.
Now, is Birmingham in the middle of the state?
Birmingham is kind of in the middle of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
little. South of halfway down.
Now you mentioned you go back often.
Used to.
Yeah. Okay. When you used to, what would be some of the, let's say, when you've been away, I can't wait to get back to Alabama to have a.
Well, my dad would say barbecue.
Ooh.
From Golden Rule Barbecue. Southern barbecue is all kind of chunked pork.
Mm-hmm.
With a very different barbecue sauce. Ain't nothing like Texas barbecue at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. On a just a regular old hamburger bun, sometimes a couple of dill pickle chips with it. And that's your barbecue in there.
And you miss that when you're...
Oh, I didn't. I mean, this would send my a lot of my relatives spinning in their graves and a lot of my alive relatives just scratching their heads. But... I am a guy with Southern roots that does not get the South. I mean, there's a tangible vibe in the South. A lot of it is based around slavery, and then the social constructs that emerge from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really complex dynamic. You can almost hear and feel the friction there that still exists today. So I don't feel altogether comfortable when I've been in Alabama.
Have you? When's the last time you were back in Alabama? The
last time I was in Alabama was in about 2008 or so.
Uh-huh.
My dad was still alive. He wanted to go back, so Tammy and I, my wife Tamara,
mm-hmm.
and daughter Heidi went back together with Dad, and thought we were going to meet a bunch of relatives and spent the first several days being taken around for cemetery tours of where various relatives were interred. And after about 3 days, I said, Dad, are we going to meet any live people on this trip? And we did. The Southern cooking, even though it'll kill you, is awful good.
Yeah.
Southern church women know how to cook like nobody's business.
What would be some of the things that they would prepare?
Well, let's see. If you were having dinner, you'd probably have some fried corn.
Okay.
And probably some fried okra with that.
Okay.
Turnip greens would be on the menu. You'd probably have some biscuits. You might have yourself some pork chops or some fried chicken. Definitely some real good mashed potatoes with gravy on there. And that's the first half of the first course.
How about dessert?
Oh man, pies and cakes you can't believe. Southern cooks, at least back in the day, were known for their layer cakes. They would make a three-layer cake with lots and lots of icing. My grandmother Hassie made a coconut cake.
Ooh.
That was just amazing. Ooh. And kind of a pound cake for the cake proper.
Mm-hmm.
And then lots of butter and powdered sugar and baker's coconut for the icing. She made an apple orange cake.
That's an interesting combination. Kind of apple orange.
Yeah, it was kind of diced apples cooked up, little bit of fresh squeezed orange juice and some orange zest in there, and then that kind of made up the icing. But I'll tell you, those cakes, they bring out one of those cakes. They'll often bring out a cake and a pie and ask you the trick question, honey, which one do you want, a cake, a piece of cake, or pie, or both? They didn't make you, you didn't make you squirm. They offered both right away, and most people
said,
I have both, thank you.
Yeah. That trip you took in 2008, with a three-generation trip, you brought your daughter Heidi along, Northwestern gal Heidi.
Yep, born in Sandpoint.
And how she would have been a young woman at that time, and still is, of course, but how was that trip for her?
Heidi was on fire on that trip.
Yeah.
She looks a lot like my mom, Seal Gunter, rest her soul, done left us. But Heidi, if you look at a picture of Heidi, she's a dead ringer for my mom. So the whole time we were down there, routing around seeing relatives, they would say, oh, Lord, she's the very picture of Seal.
Mm.
And she was. And she ate more than I've ever seen any human being eat. She's not a large human, but Heidi ate everything they threw at her. She didn't eat meat, but usually they would cluck their tongue at that down in Alabama, but they said they just gave her more of everything else. But she came home, I think she lost 2 pounds, she said.
What does... I don't know Alabama is famous for some historical events, of course, but what, like during the year in Alabama, is there any big cultural event or anything? It's close to New Orleans. I kind of think of Mardi Gras, but is that a...
So in terms of stick pins, you can put in Alabama, let's see, Huntsville has the space program, which played a huge role in the the moon missions, and Montgomery is famous for having the first electric trolley in the nation and being the birthplace of Nat King Cole. Selma, of course, was a very famous location during the civil rights era, the marches, and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And then, of course, there's all the Alabama songs, Leonard Skinner and Sweet Home Alabama, and
Stars Fell Over Alabama.
Stars Fell Over Alabama. Neil Young had his Alabama song, Alabama, and You know, it's interesting that that those tunes were primarily about, you know, the chest bumping match between Lynyrd Skynyrd and Neil Young were all about, you know, his take on race relations and their take on saying, "Hey, man, we didn't do it."
Yeah, those are kind of right after or in the kind of the aftermath of the height of the civil rights movement when those came out.
George Wallace was still his venom and evil nature were still ringing in the atmosphere.
I mean, it didn't occur to me really until just now that Alabama was probably the main battleground during those tumultuous years in the 60s in the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Montgomery, Birmingham, Selma, all the big action took back.
Yeah. A lot of those horrific photos you see of police with German shepherds and billy clubs and all of that took place right there in Alabama.
And Governor Wallace standing on the steps of the University of Alabama and not letting a black student apply for enrollment there.
And the National Guard coming out and making sure she did.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. A lot of action during that time. Sweet people. It's as a musician and especially a part-time blues musician, I'm really intrigued by the crosstalk artistically and culturally between white people and black people in Alabama. There, obviously, there's a troubled history there. But when I moved to California as a kid, I remember people talking about, you know, they're real racist back in Alabama where your family lived. And then I would see how people from California treated and talked about Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, you know, to me, there was much more interaction between black people and white people in Alabama than there ever was between, you know, most Mexican people and white people in California.
Yeah.
And that happened a lot in music, obviously in the blues, but in old time music too. I mean, the advent of the banjo meeting up with the fiddle, and then this huge burst of really talented black old time musicians, fiddlers included, was infused. You know, what was fairly sedate, or if not sedate, at least highly structured musically, music that came over on the boat with this sense of African tonalities and rhythms in it, like the banjo and like all the music that followed bluegrass and so forth, really was a spark for some great creativity.
Did you ever make it down to the coast? Alabama does have a coast.
It does have a coast.
Yeah.
It's as a kid, I remember we were down on the coast down there. It's the Gulf of Mexico. It's right there in the map. It's called the Gulf of Mexico, ladies and gentlemen.
We do have a map here.
And forever will be.
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting, it ain't like going to the beach, you know, you probably, at least I wouldn't book a week staying on the Gulf of Mexico in Alabama, but it is right there. It's on the ocean.
Well, why wouldn't you? Because I've been through, visiting my brother in Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi. And the beaches in southern Mississippi are just gorgeous.
They are. Okay. There's I guess growing up and spending most of my youth up until I was a 20-somethinger on the beaches in Southern California might have might have spoiled me a little bit for
you
what
think?
I think
you
a
think?
Beach should look like and be like. I guess I'm just a Pacific Ocean guy.
Well, isn't Mobile a big commercial, you know, with shipping in and out of it?
I think you're right about that.
You know, and that might have impacted the ways in which, because it goes right up that little snippet of Alabama.
Yes. Which I guess, I think that's Mobile Bay. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and it's a little different. I mean, Mississippi, at least on the map I'm looking at, kind of does have places where there are, you know, stretches of straight coastline that probably has a beach.
Absolutely.
And Alabama looks a little
chunked.
Different.
It
looks it's, more like the coast of Louisiana, which is more, you know, the bayou and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what I see here. Let's see. What else? What are we missing about Alabama? What's your favorite part of Alabama? Did you have any particular thing that you did like or look forward to when you go back?
The people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of really sweet, sweet people. And I have been lucky to find that virtually every place I've set foot in my life, that if you sometimes wade past a little bit of nonsense or bias or whatever filter might be there, at heart, I think they're, this is my mom talking, most folks are fundamentally good.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks in Alabama are real sweet. You have to slow down if you want to talk because it just moves slower.
Yeah.
Do you think the humidity helps you move slower in Alabama?
Well, you kind of have to, because you have to crawl through the atmosphere to get anywhere.
Yeah. When I think of Alabama, and I haven't been there in the summer. Mine was during the winter months. But I have been in, like, New Orleans, where you can feel the humidity.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think of being up here in North Idaho. Life is different without humidity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, people who move west and who move to the northwest don't generally say how much they miss humidity. It's a funny thing. And yeah.
And with all the people that we've interviewed for Know Your States, Know Your Community, no one has said, gosh, I miss the humidity.
Mm.
Has anyone?
No, you're right. Yeah.
It's, but
yeah.
Yeah, Dave, anything we're winding down now, anything that we haven't discussed or talked about Alabama, like football?
Oh, yeah,
Nick
Saban.
There's
a huge football culture there for obvious reasons. It's been, they've done okay.
Mm-hmm. They've done quite well and still are.
Yeah, and they don't say football. When you go back there, they say, now, when I was a kid, the relatives would say, now, son, are you going to play ball?
Ah. And they weren't talking about basketball or soccer or baseball. They were talking about...
They're talking about football. And then you had to be real careful, because on my dad's side of the family, everybody was saying, Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
On my mom's side of the family, everybody was yelling out War Eagle.
Ah.
Because they were all... big
Auburn
fans.
Auburn fans. So there is an intense rivalry within the state.
Oh, Lord,
is
yes.
There?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a huge
Auburn
game.
Auburn versus Alabama. I mean, another Civil War.
Yeah.
totally.
Muscle Shoals, you're a musician. Muscle Shoals is in Alabama.
Legendary.
Muscle Shoals is huge. It's a really funny story, and there's a great documentary about it, but, you know, they weren't hippies. They were just rednecks, but they liked music, and they had a little studio, and they got a sound that everybody from Aretha Franklin to the Rolling Stones would travel to
Muscle Shoals
to grab, and it's something else. Alabama also has, as a nascent fiddler myself, a huge fiddle culture and history. I don't know how vibrant that is today, But back in the day, Alabama was one of the hottest states in terms of fiddle contests going on pretty much year-round back there. They have had a whole bunch of hot fiddlers come out of there. So music, ball, mm-hmm. good food, and nice folks, and then a whole lot of other stuff thrown in there to make it a pretty fascinating gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave, thank you very much for being our very first guest here on Know Your States, Know Your Community, and an excellent one you were. It was fun to talk about Alabama with you.
Fun to be here. Thanks, guys.
I think we'll play something by Bridges Home. Perhaps, can you recommend one?
I can recommend one. Okay. Talking about my confusion about mm-hmm. having Southern roots off of our red CD, uh-huh. or maybe it's the blue CD. It's there's one on there called Deep and Dark. And okay. I would highly recommend that as a musical button for this because it tells the whole story.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll be back and talking about Alaska right after that. Thanks again, Dave.